Bonjour à toutes et à tous et bienvenue dans un nouvel épisode du podcast Learn to French. Je m'appelle Eden et j'enseigne le français. Hello and welcome to another episode on the Learn to French podcast. If you're new here, my name is Eden and I teach French. In today's episode, I would like to take a look at 10 websites that are useful for French learners. Now, this is a list of websites that you can use if, of course, you're learning French, and outside of the tools that I have already listed in another article previously. I am listing all of these websites on the article that's linked in the description of this episode. Now, let's start right away. The first section here that I'm going to talk about is websites that will help you discover France. So this is if you're interested in France and the French culture. I think that most of these websites would be good for you. Now, the first website that I'm going to show you is Welcome to France. It's a website that you can use for many purposes, mainly if you're looking to move to France, as it will give you guidance regarding the different paperwork and steps that you need to take if ever you want to move to France. The website is also available in English, so that's very helpful for those who are not yet fluent in French. Another reason for you to use this website if you're not moving to France, you can still look for good content to read right here. You can explore a map with the different regions of France and discover what they have to offer you. If you go on the section Nos Régions, you'll see a map. You can click on any region and there are many facts that you can read about those regions. You simply need to scroll down and read the text or take a look at the tables or the maps that you can see. The next website is Les plus beaux villages de France, or France's most beautiful villages. This website will give you a list of the most beautiful villages that are in France, because each region in France has a history and culture behind it, and they can still be seen and lived in some typical French villages. Whether it's through the architecture or the landscapes or simply typical regional specialties, there's so much to explore in the villages in France. And especially if you're traveling to France, this is a good website to keep in your bookmarks. The third website that I am recommending in this section is Histoire de France. If you are a fan of history, why not learn about French history? This website gathers almost all of the information you need to know about l'Histoire de France or French history. And of course, it's great reading material because everything is in French. So you have different sections, different eras that you can choose from, and within those eras, different things that happened in France. There's a lot to learn in French history, so I figured that this would be an interesting website for you. Now let's move over to watching French videos. As I always insist, watching videos in French will help you develop your listening comprehension. So that's very, very important if you're looking to improve your French speaking and, of course, listening. So website number four is TV5 Monde. You probably heard this before, but TV5 Monde is one of my favorite websites for French learners. It's a complete solution for all levels, whether you're beginner, intermediate, or advanced. There are different sections in this website. So if you head over to Langue Française, French language, that's right above on the menu. You can choose from Discover French, Learn French, Play with French, and Teach French. If you are simply looking for content to watch, then you can head over to the main page, just TV5 Monde, and you'll have tons of videos available. Why is this so interesting? Well, simply because TV5 Monde is a channel that is available worldwide. I think if you have cable or something like that, it's available. I even had it when I was still living in the Philippines. And TV5 Monde is a channel that also promotes the French language. Website number 5 is also a channel. It's Arte TV. And it's a French-German channel. It contains loads and loads of documentaries on all kinds of topics. I think that if you are unable to access it from your location, you can simply use a VPN or head over to Arte's YouTube channel. I really like Arte because they have many documentaries and they also have some films, but online I have seen many documentaries on all topics. It can be about science, history, geography, many topics to choose from. The next section I'm going to talk about is French on YouTube, because YouTube is also a website, and I have loads of content that I show my students that are available on YouTube. The first one is Carambolage. This YouTube channel is from the television channel Arte, the one that I've talked about previously. It contains videos that explains different words or different topics in French. You can simply head over to their YouTube channel and explore the different videos that they have. The next YouTube channel that I wanted to talk about is Un jour, une question. So one day, one question. It's a channel that has short videos, so less than 2 minutes, that answer questions. Each video has a question. It begins with a question and it's mostly made for French-speaking children or teenagers. I really enjoy the format, and this is what I work with when I have younger students, for example. But it's still great content if you're an adult and looking to improve your listening comprehension in French. And who knows, maybe you could learn new things. The next YouTube channel that I would recommend is C'est pas sorcier. C'est pas sorcier. And this is an expression that actually means it's not rocket science. I used to watch this show when I was a child. I learned so many things from their educational videos, and I would love to share it with my learners. I love everything about it. The format, the topics, the way things are being explained, and of course the accessories that are being used. They didn't use animation videos or cartoons to explain visually things. They just built some accessories, for example, a volcano or small planets that would move around to explain a solar eclipse or something like that. And it was really fun to watch when I was a child. I am very grateful to have this channel on YouTube because that way this great content is available for everyone. Now let's head over to our next section, which is learning French. The next website is called Le Point du Fleu. So on a more serious note, I wanted to share this website for intermediate or advanced learners. It gathers many resources for them, and you can pick any topic regarding the French language. So it can be grammar, spelling, vocabulary, and you can see links or lessons. So apart from their own resources and lessons, they will also give you links to exercises and other websites for French learners. Keep in mind, though, that the website is entirely in French, so make sure that you have maybe an upper beginner or intermediate level at least. And finally, the last website that I'm going to talk to you about is Journaux de France. Well, this one is not really a website. It's more of a page that gathers links to most of France's magazines and news websites from newspapers. I would say that it's excellent reading material. So you just click on a website that could be interesting, maybe Le Monde or Le Figaro or even a magazine. That's if you scroll down in this list, and you can read articles. It's also a good way to stay updated. So keep in mind that I am linking everything in the article for this episode, so head over to the description, that way you can read and maybe even save that web page. Cet épisode est maintenant terminé. Merci beaucoup d'être resté avec moi aujourd'hui et je vous dis à bientôt pour un nouvel épisode sur Learn to French. Au revoir!